This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Finding peace in Allah's will. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The qadr of Allah. We say it all the time. Whenever something happens or doesn't happen, it's part of being a Muslim that we say, this is from the qadr of Allah. This is from the will of Allah. There's just one problem. For a lot of Muslims, they have a struggle finding peace and contentment knowing that this is what Allah will. So let me give you an example. Somebody could be diagnosed with cancer. They lived a good life, healthy life, exercised, ate well, did all of the things you could possibly do to guarantee you'll have a perfectly healthy life. Till one day, they wake up, go to the doctor, and this is the diagnosis. They have cancer. Doctor literally says you have X amount of months or years to live. It's devastating for everyone. But one of the things that Muslims would say in a situation like this is the will of Allah. And if you don't understand how that works, you'll struggle understanding, why would Allah do this? Why would this be the will of Allah that somebody suffer so much, somebody go through that much pain? And it's not just on an individual level, just globally, look around at all of the problems and the tragedies in the world today. And we still say, this is the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how do we find peace in all of that? Here's a couple of things, inshallah, that will help. Number one, Allah tells us throughout the Quran, one of His names is Al-Qadir. Inna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allah emphasizes over and over that He is the master and the authority that is in control of all of our affairs. What that should do for the believer is that you immediately develop this trust with Allah, that when you and I, we plan, that know that Allah knows what we don't know, so He's the best of planners. You have to trust Allah's plan. And the way to do that is to constantly remain close to Him through worship, through devotion, all the things that we're doing, especially in the month of Ramadan. These are the things that help you develop clarity and confidence, certainty in Allah's will. It's very easy, just like the Prophet ﷺ told us, that when something happens, the response of the believer is we say, قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ مَا شَاءَ فَعَلَ. This was the will of Allah, and He does whatever He wills. For you and I as the believer, you immediately find a sense of comfort knowing that you tried, but Allah knows what is best. Finding peace in that journey, is your connection with Allah. 99% of the time, when people struggle with this, it is a sign of weak iman. You've got to work more, you've got to learn, you've got to understand, you've got to develop yourself as a believer, and that requires you to learn the deen. That requires you to truly connect with Allah, talk to Him, spend time alone, worshiping and praying, and just make dua, especially in this month, and ask Allah to give you clarity in whatever confusion you have about Him or this religion. The second thing that would help, inshaAllah ta'ala, is look back in history, brothers and sisters. Go back to Islam. Look back at all the prophets and messengers. Look what they went through. Look at all the pain and struggle they went through, yet their legacy survived till this day. We still talk about them. We still refer to them for lessons. You know, they say that when you understand your history, you're better prepared for the future. So when you go back and you look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qadr from history, all nations and all people and all the things that have happened in this world, and you see the outcome of that, that perhaps maybe during that conflict, during those problems, you couldn't see, okay, where is this going? Why are we in war? Why is there a plague? Why is there this problem, that problem? You may not realize at that moment when you're in the midst of it, where this is going. But now, since that is in history, that has passed, now we can go back and understand, now I know why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put Yusuf alayhi salam in that well and then brought him out. It was to preserve his legacy and to honor him and to teach him to trust him Now we know why the Prophet ﷺ went through all that pain and struggle, constantly being persecuted in Mecca and Medina. It was so that Allah Azza wa Jal would build empathy in his heart. Anytime somebody came to him and said, Ya Rasulullah, I lost my child. The Prophet ﷺ knows exactly how they feel because he buried all of his children except one, Fatima radiallahu anha. Think about it this way. If you think about it and you take some time and reflect on history and the outcome of some of the most devastating and important events in our time, then inshaAllah ta'ala, perhaps that will give you the reassurance that you need. That, oh Allah, your qadr, I trust it. And I find peace knowing that you are in charge of all of our affairs. The true believer can do this. It is your iman that allows you to find this sense of comfort and peace in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will. So I pray inshaAllah ta'ala, especially in this month of Ramadan, especially during the last 10 nights, especially on Laylatul Qadr, the night of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Qadr, that you are able to find that clarity and that yaqeen and certainty, inshaAllah ta'ala. May Allah Azza wa Jal accept from us. Allahumma ameen.